listener production. Listening to Darling Shine, a podcast by myself, Elodie Pullen,
and me, Chloe Fisher.
A place where we ground womanhood's unspoken experiences from grief to fertility and everything in between.
Join us while we transform our pain into power, encompassing all emotions, ugly and beautiful. Darling Shine is your chosen family and your survival kit for the unexpected shit life throws at you.
After like 2 months of being inseparable, like flying all around Europe together, we were finally breaking up and leaving Fish. I was like gutted mainly for Noonie. Do you remember?
He's not a good goodbye person.
You didn't care, but I was so sad. Him and Minnie saying goodbye was just so sad. Like she was like full devo to leave him. Like, and then we're just like, the mums have you now. And she was like literally just like, no.
Not that stoked.
She just wanted him. And it was like this, like he's at the gate waving and we're walking away situation. It was pretty heavy.
I know, poor Minnie Moo. She got like ripped away from her godfather.
Poor little Minnie Minute.
We tried to keep you for so long. Like, I mean, I think we spoke about this before, but when you obviously have your book tour coming out, I'm like, just one more week. And you're like, no, I really can't. I've got this thing that I've got to go back for. I'm launching a book. And I'm like, oh. But then Paul was going to America. And then so for the last weekend of their trip, I was like, well, fuck, let's have a girls' trip and let's go to Amsterdam and Paris.
Amsterdam was, it's got to be one of my favourite places.
Yeah.
It is just like, everyone's so free there, doll. I felt so like comfortable and liberated, don't you reckon?
Yeah, you can, there's definitely not many rules over there. That's
everyone
for sure.
Just flies around on bikes. You're lucky if you don't get smashed by a bike. So first stop.
We get to the hotel and we basically didn't want to muck around with timing. So we went straight shopping and.
No, doll, actually we went straight to Starbucks. Fun fact about Chloe, it doesn't matter where she is in the world, all she wants is Starbucks.
That's a lie again. We were walking past and I was like, I really want a coffee. We've got a big shopping afternoon ahead of us. We're walking around, let's get a coffee. And we just happened to walk past Starbucks. I'm like, you got to try this one. It's got this like frothy salted caramel shit on top. And you loved it.
Oi,
and then we posted on our Instagram and people were just rinsing me going, I cannot believe you're drinking Starbucks.
Yeah, like we go to Amsterdam and Italy and Paris and we're like, Starbucks. And do you know what my favourite thing about Chloe every time you'd enter a Starbucks would be, oh, my God, we have to get Minnie one of these Starbucks mugs that says Amsterdam in it or Paris in it. And I'm like, bro, we literally have Starbucks in Australia. I'm not giving her a fucking Starbucks souvenir.
Yeah, but it says Amsterdam on the cup.
Yeah, I could go to like Bali Kuta Market in Amsterdam and get something actually cultural.
Anyway, I used to collect Amsterdam, I mean Starbucks cups.
Oh, don't tell the people this, don't.
All right, so I think that we need to do like a taste testing then because I honestly, people are going to hate me for saying this, but I just think coffee is coffee at this sometimes for me.
Look, I'm not a coffee snob, but the coffee snobs are going to be pretty horrified and then everyone else that loves Gloria Jeans and shit's going to be absolutely frothing.
Does Gloria Jeans still exist? Wow. We're going to get two vanilla lattes, full cream milk, and we're going to do the test.
It's so good. Chloe puts vanilla like syrup sometimes, in her coffees too.
Sometimes I just mix it up sometimes, but.
Let's definitely do that. To be honest, I'll probably end up picking the fucking Starbucks coffee. Watch that happen.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I hope you do. Swallow your words.
Testing. So, but no, Amsterdam, my favourite part of Amsterdam was the red light district.
Yeah,
So sick.
I've seen it before and it's just like an eye-opener.
Everyone's just so comfortable in their skin over there.
I know.
And like you're just walking, so the red light district, I mean lots of people know what this is, but like you're literally just walking through the main streets and there's just like window after window after window and like people are literally window shopping, but behind the windows are like these girls dressed up in lingerie like doing dances and like it's all lit up in there and they're basically just people can come in.
Name a price and
yeah.
Have a go.
Yeah, and it's like, it's just really open, like the sex culture over there is just super like, is it the sex capital of the world?
I'd imagine
we're sexual
so.
Human beings, doll. Why do we have to like pretend like?
Well, I mean, speaking of sexual human beings, Elodie, all she wanted to do was find the blue light district.
No, I didn't. Yeah. We got told there was a blue light district and I was like, let's go find it. But
Look, obviously, I wasn't going to mind Minnie for you to go and have a little turn.
I was not going to have a turn in the blue light district. And no shame on anyone that does go and have a turn. But look, I had a little mini moo. And so the blue light district is apparently the other way around. So it's guys behind the windows. But I just thought.
We never found that though.
We never found it. I'm not actually sure if it exists. But to be honest, good on these chicks. Like, power to them.
And it was just, it was also good to see the streets pumping. Like, honestly, like after COVID, it must have been so dead and quiet there. Mm. I mean, as it was everywhere else, but they had like streets blocked off that you could only walk one way up one street and then the other way back the other street because there was just so many people just drinking and smoking. Obviously, weed is like legal over there and mushrooms and whatever else. So everyone's just having a ball. We were actually idiots. We thought we're like, well, for a start, the first night we went and had dinner, our friend owns a few restaurants and
the Duchess
and venues and stuff in Amsterdam. So we were like, we're going to do a food tour. So she has a nanny over there. So little mini Moo Moo had the nanny basically.
So she was in such safe hands.
So we went out, we had dinner. It was called the Duchess. So highly recommend. I think you actually have to book in quite far in advance because it's a very popular restaurant. What was the pasta that
caviar
we had?
Caviar pasta.
It was delicious.
Up.
Yeah. I'm not a big pasta person, but that definitely...
I could live on it.
Yum. It was so yummy. And then then the second night we were like, okay, look, let's just get into this cultural shit and let's smoke a joint.
Cultural shit.
Well, that's what it is in Amsterdam. Yeah. It's like we're complete rookies. Clearly we don't smoke weed. So we're like texting my friend that lives in Amsterdam going, where do you buy a joint from in this joint?
And she's like, how can you not find a joint in that joint? They're everywhere.
So I guess obviously you're not allowed to smoke on the streets, but there's things called cafes and the cafes are actually where you buy the weed from the cafes. You actually can't buy alcohol. So it's funny. So you're in these cafes, the bar doesn't actually serve alcoholic beverages. So you're just buying like Coca-Cola and shit. You're not allowed to mix the weed with with alcohol. Anyway, so we're like, well, okay, fuck, we'll just go into this convenience store and see how we go. I walk in, I'm like, excuse me, can I buy a joint from here? And I swear he just pulled out, like, he only had one behind the counter. And we're like, that's perfect. We want to laugh, you know?
We want to laugh.
Honestly, I'm pretty sure it was just straight tobacco.
I'm not sure about the weed over there, but the mushrooms, that's what got me.
No, we fucked up by buying it from a convenience store and not actually from a cafe. So, you know, when we're in that cafe at the very end of the night and we were like, oh my God, I can't breathe in here. It's basically like a Dutch oven in here. There's a staircase that you go downstairs and that's where you buy your joints from. There's hundreds of them, but we didn't discover that until the last. We're like trying to smoke this thing going, just bum puffing it. Like people are watching just going.
Fucking rookies. Oh. I think I lit my hair on fire too.
Honestly, it was like I literally just walked out of there with like a burnt throat basically and that's about it. It was so heavy. Well,
They weren't delicious. I'd prefer a chocolate. I prefer mushroom in the form of chocolate. But these ones were definitely quite magic. I was feeling pretty good on them.
Yeah. Elodie was actually saying to me, she's like, yeah, I'm really into this. Apparently if you microdose these, it makes you smarter. And I was like, I'm not quite sure if that's working for you. During the day one day and we were sitting at like actually at a bar having a beer, we just got these like mushrooms, which were actually just a solid mushroom, which freaks me out because I'm like, yuck, I don't like tasting yucky things.
Yeah, with like all the little weird bits hanging off.
Anyway, she's like, here, eat this. Eat it. And I know how she works. She's just like, well, I didn't know how she works at the time, but now I know. She's just trying to like drug me to get me to do shit.
Because everyone
like,
knows.
Drink your beer, eat this.
If you want something from Chloe, you have to pick your time wisely. Like even her mum will be like to me, so, you know, wait till Chloe's had a few drinks and then can you please ask her this? And I'm like, fucking Roger that. I know I completely agree with you, Alison. So there was this one time where I got this message from this chick that I'd met one day who lives in Palm Beach.
And, on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, on the Gold Coast. So she's from Palm Beach on the Gold Coast. So, and I've met her at the beach one day when Chump first passed away. She actually came up to me and was like, we were talking. So she messaged me when we were in Amsterdam and was like, oh my gosh, you girls are in Amsterdam. Do you remember me from when I ran into you this day? Blah, 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 blah. Whereabouts are you located right now? Because we're actually on a boat in the canal because they moved there for the whole of the European summer. We're on a boat coming down the canal. If you're at one of the cafes, you guys should hop on the boat and we'll like take you home. And I'm thinking, fucking perfect. This is going to be so fun. We're going to have a little boat outing. But then I'm also like, how the fuck am I going to get this past the boss? She's not going to want to hop on a boat with randoms. Like,
I'm just thinking immediately taken.
Yeah, she's like, we're going to get abducted. I just start making Chloe get really loose. And, like,
and then like, you're like,
there's a boat that's just pulled up. Like, I'm like on the slide messaging this chick. I'm like, we're at this cafe, fucking rock up here, blah, blah, blah. So then I, oh, look at that boat, Chloe, that's just pulled up. I actually know that chick and I'm just letting you know right now.
No,
don't
you're
stress.
Like, but, hey, like pretending yeah. you know this person that's just happens to pull up.
Yeah. I'm like, Chloe, just letting you know, I've already prearranged this. I just didn't want to let you know because sometimes you're better on the spot. I don't want you to think too hard about this. We're going to hop on that boat right now. They're going to take us home. We're going to go on a tour around Amsterdam. And Chloe didn't have a second to think about it. So you just loved it.
Yeah. I did love it. It was fun in the girls and the guys that were on the boat. They had all their kids and stuff. So it was a very like family friendly situation. It's probably good for us that we got out of the city anyway.
And we got to explore going through the canals on a boat because you saw the city from a different light. Like I'd definitely recommend if you're in Amsterdam, go through the canals on a boat. And then we randomly ran into that guy who was standing on the roof. That's your mate.
One of my mates as well was like, I want to catch up with you while you're here. And I'm like, fuck, we've literally got 48 hours here. There's so much stuff to do in Amsterdam and like we had zero time. And I was like, maybe we'll catch up one night after we have dinner or something. And I kid you not, we're driving upstream in this boat and I'm like, fuck that houseboat. Like he sent me a pin where he was. I'm like, that looks quite familiar. And that minute I look up and this guy is on the boat. I'm like, what are the chances of running into him just in a random canal? Anyway, we waved and I said, I'll see you later. Didn't quite see him later, unfortunately.
You wouldn't have run into him if we didn't hop on the random boat.
I know. I should listen to you more often. And by no means are we like, we weren't stoned or like off our heads the whole trip. We just thought that like while we're in Amsterdam, that was like a cultural experience that we had to experience and no better place to do it than Amsterdam. So.
Yeah, if you're going to get high, do it there. But honestly.
We didn't get high.
The weed and the fucking mushrooms weren't too strong there, but like just a bit of a giggle. That's all really I got out of it.
Yeah, and we also bought new shoes too, which was like a rookie era because we're
Mine came up to like my neck. Do you remember those things?
Yeah, we were at Zara and Elodie's like, look at these shoes. They came up full thigh-high boots. I don't know who the fuck you thought you were.
I don't know what I was thinking, eh?
And I'm like, yeah, get them. Oh,
my
God.
And they were like the highest stilettos. I literally couldn't.
No.
What the hell? I bring them home too. I don't know why. I was thinking dress-up parties and shit.
If only you can picture us stumbling around the streets in like these stupid high heels. Oh, my God. We had to actually end up going home because our feet were so sore. Wouldn't recommend new shoes.
I just wanted to walk around the red light district for hours and our feet were just not letting us.
Yeah.
But Formula One.
Yeah, that happened too, which was like all of this in 48 hours. It's pretty crazy. We will...
2 days is not long enough in Amsterdam.
Well, I guess when we were booking Amsterdam, we were like, why is nothing available? Like, why is everything booked out? And then our friends said to us, oh, well, you do realize it's the F1 weekend here in Amsterdam. And we thought, oh, well, that would fucking make sense. And then we were like, I know someone in the F1, Daniel Ricciardo. That's one of our mates. Let's hit him up and see if we can go to the race. Why not?
But Uncle Daniel.
Uncle Dazza. We didn't actually get to watch the actual race because we were going to Paris the next day, but we ended up, we're like, fuck, if we might as well bring Minnie at 8 months to the F1. So we went and watched the...
Another mind-blowing experience.
Yeah, we went and watched the qualifying rounds. It was pretty heavy because we like rock up there. We eventually find our way. And I have watched the Netflix series...
Drive to Survive.
Is that what it's called?
I'm honest, I 100% thought... The Formula One was when those V8 cars go around the track. So when I rock up and I see like the little go-kart thing, I'm like, whoa, like I just didn't quite even know.
You didn't do your research, did you?
I definitely didn't watch Drive to Survive and Thrive. But I was thriving. I tell you who was thriving. Minnie was thriving on the white noise because the cars are fanging around the track and she was just passed out the whole time.
Yeah, we got to go in the
that white noise
in the pits. It was pretty amazing experience. So I'm really glad that we did it. They spoiled us and you know, they have what do they call the areas where everyone goes and like watches it, like the teams? It's got like the McLaren.
It was kind of like a houseboat thing, and we were like on this It like reminded me of a big houseboat.
It reminded me of when you're at the races and like there's the bird cages and stuff like that. Yeah, I don't know what they're like called. I feel like such an idiot, but
yeah.
No, the pit lane. We went to the pit lane, but it was it's where you go and you can like where the teams have their big
the break off points where you can go have lunch and shit. And,
anyway, like, so there's like a 5-star lunch and we're just sitting in there. Poor Daniel didn't have like the he was actually not having the greatest day. Fucking first heads that he sees when he comes off the track, our heads sipping on mimosas,
like eating smashing it. The yummiest food ever, just absolutely in silver platters. And he just comes up with his head down, and we're like, thank you so much for having us. This is so fun. And then he's like, poor egg. Like he just had
an
absolute
shocker. The last thing he wants to see is us, that's for sure.
And we're like, here's Minnie. And he's just like, he was just so lovely. Maybe it was good to get his head out of everything for a second and just like, you know how babies really snap you back to reality?
Minnie definitely makes everyone's day brighter. So I think that like he was frothing. So Uncle Daniel and Noonie they hit it off.
They really had a few moments there, didn't they? Like she was really responsive to him. I think maybe she felt his vibes and like was trying to make him happy or something.
Because she wore a little pink tutu.
Yeah, so she dressed up for him too. Fucking cute. We also sat Minnie in the Formula One car too, which was really cute. Like,
She's definitely seen it all, that chick.
Yeah, I'm not sure how we can keep going up from here.
Anyone else got any experiences they want to offer Minnie? Just email us.
Let us know what else she can chuck on the bucket list.
I know heaps of people wrote in and they're like, oh, you know, Minnie's done more in 8 months of her life than I have in my whole year, which is quite true. Like, honestly, she's done more than
Done more in my life last year than I've ever done, I swear. Like, literally.
You've seen it all, doll.
Chloe and Fisher's life is like... Yeah, no.
It's busy.
There's a bit on.
It's a bit on.
It's amazing.
I'm not actually quite sure how I, like, honestly got to the end partially unscathed. Like,
literally, when I landed back in Sydney with Minnie and all of our luggage and our pram, like, every time I hop off a plane and get all my baggage, I count all my items. I'm like, fuck, me and Minnie are here and then everyone else is here as in all of our luggage and I literally was just like, I had to take a big deep breath and I was like, how the fuck did we all get back here? Like me and Minnie and our pram and all of our shit unscathed.
Yeah,
like
I know.
Wow. But yeah, nah. So that night after the Formula One, we went to Mr. Porter. Mr. Porter.
Yeah, Mr.
Steph
Porter.
Steph and Yossi, so sick. Shout out to Steph and Yossi, our friends.
They're the best. Such they spoilt legend. Us. And we definitely had a big food tour around Amsterdam. We loved every second. I just wish that we were there for longer.
If you go to Amsterdam, go to the Duchess, go to Momo. Is it called Momo Bar?
Yeah.
And Mr. Porter. And then there's this club underneath Mr. Porter. And we got pretty lit there one night, which was hell fun.
Yeah, but I wouldn't recommend getting lit and then going, having to go on a train the next day and using brain cells because that was just not a vibe. No. Travel days are never a vibe when you're hungover.
Especially the train.
Yeah.
No, I'm glad we did the train over the plane, doll.
Yeah. No, trains are always better. In Europe, train traveling is the best. And I think as well, post-COVID, just travel in general, if you don't travel with carry-on only your bags, I can guarantee you will get misplaced somewhere. They will get lost.
I just remember walking about 7 kilometres to our platform. That was a bit taut.
No, we got there and we're like, how do we find our train? Do, 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 do. We've all got blisters, we're rattled, get on this fucking train. And yeah, we definitely got our steps up those few days in Amsterdam. But the honestly, I think out of all the places in the world that I've been, Amsterdam is definitely in like the top five. It's just there's so much stuff to do.
We need way more than 2 days.
And I also want to know, you know when, I don't know if anyone else has seen this, but when you go to like the city squares and stuff in Amsterdam, there's like a thing for pigeons. So like we walked into this square one day and they're just like, you know when you see those birds in the sky and they like are
in sync.
In sync. These things were in sync. And I tried to try and be like, no, there's a conductor somewhere. Like I thought that there was like someone down on the floor telling them which way to go because they were all going the same way and then they all just land, have a little feed and then they all chuff off together.
They were performers. It was like a circus.
I know. They're so clever.
Do they do that every hour?
I don't know. I was trying to like look around because then there's like all signage with pigeons. So I'm like, is this the pigeon show? I couldn't find the conductor.
Is this the pigeon show? We're not actually at the zoo. The bird show is starting.
It was amazing.
It was amazing. Holy shit. We were really hungover and we were walking down the street. And do you remember those? Yes. And we were like, get us food. We were like both just limp as. And then these chicks, like in Amsterdam, which is pretty fucking
random. And we weren't in the city either. We were on the outskirts.
We were in some random area. These chicks were like, oh my God, we love Darling Shine. And like, I was like, we were dreaming it because we were both just like,
Shout out to those girls. Isn't that wild that like...
So weird. But we just absolutely gave them nothing, the poor eggs, because we had nothing to give.
We just needed food.
We sure like 20 minutes later, we were like, did you hear that before? Like, did you see those girls walk past? Probably on our way to Starbucks to get another souvenir doll. So, yeah, in hindsight, obviously Formula One popped up and everything, but we would have loved to have more time to spend in Amsterdam going to things like the Anne Frank Museum. You know, we really wanted to do that and didn't get the time.
Yeah, I know. We'll definitely go back one day, but I would highly recommend more than two nights there because you just do not have enough time. There's so many experiences that you can go and do and see and eat at and all the things, but not enough time.
Same with Paris. We had two nights there and... That was way not... Actually, do you know what? We had way less time there because remember I flew out quite early.
Yeah. But Paris, we just thought we'd have to tick Paris off the list while we're in Europe. We thought, why not? Paul was devastated that he missed Paris with us because he just really wanted to... He's just like obsessed with... Honestly, he loves Minnie more than us, I think.
Oh, he hates us. He loves Minnie.
So he was just like, I think I've got to come back and see Minnie in before I go. But he didn't have enough time because he was in the States. But...
He wanted to take her to Disneyland.
I know, but I think that it's better to hold on to that until she gets a bit older to remember things because, look, at the end of the day, Minnie basically sleeps through everything anyway, so she doesn't remember much.
We've taken that chick to the sickest places and she just sleeps everywhere. I'm like, sis, you got to kind of like wake up and enjoy this place.
Perk up, doll. But, yeah, so we've left Amsterdam and we thought that we would take obviously the train instead of the plane because it's just so much easier to travel around Europe on train. Wouldn't recommend it hungover. We basically got on the train and was it a two-hour or three-hour train ride, which is fine. Once you get to your seats, you're sweet. But we basically had to like...
Except Minnie shat herself about 10 times. I had to keep walking 17,000 carriages back to the change room.
We had to basically be on like tag team to like keep our eyes open. Like we were falling asleep. However, Minnie didn't get 1 minute of shut eye the whole time.
She didn't get the memo on the train. She sleeps everywhere else.
But not on the train. Well, I think she was just too busy looking out the window because it was such a beautiful train ride. So highly, highly recommend doing that train ride from Amsterdam to Paris.
Yeah.
And then we got off in Paris and we were staying at a hotel called Hotel Beige. Lots of people actually were asking us where we stayed and it was just too hectic to get back to everyone. But it was really important for me. I wanted a hotel with a balcony, which is rare, and that I could see the Eiffel Tower from, although it was like 40,000 kilometres away from our hotel.
Could we see it?
Yeah, you could. Do you not remember?
No.
Fuck, man. Too many mushies.
No, I don't remember being able to see that.
Yeah, so I'll show you a photo. You could see the Eiffel Tower from our hotel room. So it was epic. But
it must have been a dot.
Yeah, it was pretty small, but it was still... visible.
And that hotel room, like it physically just fitted a bed in it. I'm pretty sure our suitcases stayed outside the room. They could barely fit in.
All of the hotels. I think that's just a common theme in Paris. It's just like the hotel rooms are minute wherever you go.
And the meals were miniature. I feel like everything, it's just a tiny tot town.
We also had to fit a cot in the room as well. So that was fun.
Minnie was straight in bed with us most of the time.
But we got off the train and so back to the taxi situations. We definitely got warned. And I remember when I was in Paris last time, they hate a meter. Hate the meters. Like you have to beg them to put the meter on. And this guy, we lined up for half an hour to get in this fucking taxi. And we had to get like a maxi taxi because we had 14 suitcases and a pram and a child. And anyway, we packed the car and he's like, 70 euros. And I'm thinking, dude, I'm not exaggerating, but it actually is 2 minutes up the street, this hotel. Like if we didn't have all of our shit, we would have obviously walked. And he's like, nah, 70 euros only. And I'm thinking, I'm not paying that, so we'll pay you 30. And he's like, Elodie's like, no, we'll just give him the 70. And then he again goes, see, she's got the money. And I'm like, it's not that I don't have the money. I've got the money. But it's the principle. it isn't 70 euros for 2 minutes up the street. And I go, take it all out of the car. Then I had to do that old chestnut, you know, like, all right, get it all out, get it all out. We'll get another. And he goes, fine, 35. And I was just like, come on, man, you're really twisting my arm here. I want 30, but I basically ended up having to pay 35, which was fine. At least I was just, but I'm like, I hate people ripping you off. Obviously I've got that money. I can pay that money, but I don't like people ripping me off. And that is just end of story.
The richest tight ass ever.
Shut the fuck up.
No, Chloe and cab drivers never mix.
We don't, because they're crooks. They're trying to rip you off.
Even in Australia, they don't like turning the meter on. I'm like, turn the meter on. I know that it doesn't need to cost that much money.
Yeah, but if you would be poor as fuck if you didn't have me. Because yeah, you just would true. Pay them I
just,
whatever.
I just want comfort and I just want to get there and I don't want to be mucking around having a chat. I just want to get in, get to my hotel, have a shower.
I don't even know how this guy did it, but we got in the cab and he goes, look, 13 minutes. I'm like, dude, where have you put this in? Because it's not 13 minutes. We're on the street of the hotel.
He chucked a one in front of it.
Yeah, anyway.
No, when I'm at home, I'll fight with the cabbies for sure. But overseas with a baby, I'm like, nah, I don't know. I'm in a
You've
scary
got a baby
country.
At home,
I'm
though.
Just, no, but you know how you don't feel as comfortable overseas? I'm like, nah, I'll just pay whatever you want. Just get me there safely right now with all my shit.
Yeah, we're different in that sense, but we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
So we eventually get this two-minute ride up the street. We rock up at this hotel. It's stunning. It's really cute, by the
really
way.
Cute, tiny
the fanciest,
shop.
Cutest place I could find that wasn't like the size of a bed.
Hotel for ants.
And we get in there and like the elevator.
Oh, the elevator didn't even fit one person standing straight up like this. Like it was literally the size of like the smallest linen cupboard that you've ever seen. It was also a door that you opened a door to get into this elevator. I was like, I think I'd rather walk up the stairs. This is so scary.
So I sent Elodie in first with the pram and the baby and then I get in
pram
with the
didn't
luggage.
Fit, doll. I don't know how that got up.
I got in with the luggage and while I'm waiting.
We had to send the luggage up on its own because you can't fit it. Like one miniature suitcase goes at a time.
Anyway, so she's at the top and there's like a big open stairwell and I'm at the bottom.
I'm picturing like a pulley system. Now that I talk about it, I feel like this thing was just like basically.
It was barely safe, passed
the
safety checks. But so Elodie's at the top of like the fucking thing. So she's gone up before me and I'm at the bottom of this stairwell, five levels down. And I can hear her going, Chloe, Chloe. Helen, doing this whole conversation, I'm thinking, shut up. Like, I was just ignoring her because I'm like sick of the yapping in my ear. But she could see me looking down and she could see. And then, like, a few days went by and she was just like, oh, do you remember when I was yelling out to you at the bottom of the stairwell?
No, I was like, Chloe, it was so cool because I was like 100 floors up and I was looking through this little tunnel, like the center of this spiral staircase, and I could see your head directly at the bottom of it. And I was like, oh my God, that's so cute. And I was like, you couldn't hear me, but I was like all the way up and I was yelling out your name because I was like, please look up because I could just see like a perfect thing of your head. And I was like, adorable. So I was screaming out to you. I was like, it was so bizarre because like I thought it would be echoing and you just couldn't hear me. And you're like, no, bitch, I could hear you. And it was so fucking annoying and I was so excited to get away from you for like a minute that I was just ignoring you and wondering when you would stop screaming at me. And I was like singing these songs from like 100 floors up.
She's like, hello, it's me. I'm like, fuck, I'm looking at the guy in reception. He's going, your friend's yelling out to you. I'm like, I know, I'm just ignoring it for a second. Just 1 minute of silence, please. But then the next day we're like wandering around the streets and like we're just yapping to each other and like Elodie doesn't, like literally non-responsive. And we kind of got to the point, we worked out by the last day of our trip, we've been together for like 6 weeks or what, like 9 weeks at this point. And I'm like, are you even listening to anything I'm saying? And you're like, she's like, nah. So we just, by the end, we're having these conversations to ourselves and the other one is just going straight through like a tunnel through one ear out the other.
Selective hearing, annoying. I still do it with you, honestly. Like, you're lucky I'm even responding right now.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes you just like, when you spend so much time with the person, are you even listening? Like, you know?
Listen to every word you say.
You doll. I don't think you do. You weren't listening to me when I was yelling at you from the stairwell.
Yeah, well, that was one time. Anyway, so I picked this hotel because we were in like just enough distance that we could walk to the Eiffel Tower, and I thought that I'd bring Elodie on like a tour of Paris. So we did. We set out on foot.
On foot.
On our one day that we have in Paris. We went to the Louvre, which was really exciting. Oh, my God, remember there was that
where you made me try and touch the top of
the touristy thing, you know, the pineapple.
Like the pointy bit.
Yeah. So it's the Louvre and...
Heavy.
It's got stunning art in it. It's a museum. And I was trying to do the photo at the front where you like touch the tip and all this sort of stuff. And Elodie's just like rolling her eyes at me like I'm some idiot. But I'm like, what else are you going to do in Paris? That's what you do in Paris. You see
go
like
find
the
Starbucks doll. No, the Louvre was really cool. It looked like an Apple store.
Like with the glass.
It was like a glass Apple store in the shape of a triangle.
Yeah.
It was really cute.
Yeah, and then we moved on.
That walk from there all the way
we
through.
We walked through like a beautiful garden and like we sat and we watched the ducks and Minnie saw the ducks and there's all like the beautiful architecture. Stop, I can't look at you, hey. You're making me question myself. I know Paris.
No, you do. Well, that was your second time there, so you were like my little tour guide. I was quizzing you on Picasso and everything.
Yeah, so we were en route to the Eiffel Tower.
Starbucks.
Go via Starbucks because, you know, you can rely on it. It's reliable. It's a reliable source of coffee.
Nasty.
You still drank it, did you not? Yes, you did. I can't wait.
I did because you know what? Like they give you heaps of whipped cream and like caramel sauce and powder on top. Like it's not like you're getting a coffee. You're getting like a fucking white chocolate Oreo Tim Tam thick shake situation.
At this point, a coffee is a coffee. When you need a coffee and you see a Starbucks, yep, that's good.
And you've walked a long way.
Because sometimes in Europe, it's just like not a thing. They like they just drink the little like long blacky things and like the macchiatos
they drink real
and
coffee.
Shit. Yeah, like I'm like I don't want that. I want something with milk in it.
Chloe and Elodie and Minnie in Paris.
Yes, love that for us.
Minnie had her little red beret moment because on the way to the Eiffel Tower, we found a little red beret. Yeah, saying it.
Yeah.
And then we chucked it on her and we went and found the Eiffel Tower. It was so
we did a little
stunning.
Photo shoot in front of the Eiffel Tower with every other
TikToker.
TikToker.
No, it was everyone setting up their tripods for me and just like spending ages doing the same dance in front of the Eiffel Tower for hours on end.
But it also had like a scaffolding around the bottom of it too. They must have been doing work or something. We didn't go up it, so we just let Minnie see it from below. And then we decided we'd have a little like picnic in the park.
We had a nap actually, Doll. I think we fell asleep under the Eiffel Tower. We were
really napping. We were like...
We were having a little full
nap. We were just having a cuddle. It was like three of us were spooning.
Yeah, the three of us were on the grass underneath the Eiffel Tower napping. Minnie was in the middle of us, Doll, and we were like shutting our eyes.
And when we say napping, we're like... We're talking like not even a minute. It's had Minnie in between us.
We're not fully unconscious. We're like a bit like, you know, no one's going to come and like steal our handbags and shit, but we're kind of awake, but we're having like a full siesta.
Glad you clarified that.
Yeah, Minnie was definitely asleep. It was so cute. I mean, what a place to nap. Guilt-free naps.
We got up at the Eiffel Tower. By this point, our feet were throbbing. We've walked a lot of kilometres. But there's this triangle of walk that I really needed to get in that I needed to show her all the sights. And we went to the Arc de Triomphe where it's like the big arch and then there's the big roundabout where there's about 40,000 cars driving round and round. So we got that photo, ticked that off. We actually also saw the Princess Diana Memorial, which was so beautiful.
That was so cool, yes.
Really, really beautiful.
And very like it was quite moving. I felt
because you see it, obviously on the news and all this sort of stuff, but like actually being there and being on top of the tunnel and all that sort of stuff, it was really like, wow.
I love her.
Kind of hit, you know?
Yeah.
To finish the tourist tour.
We were very excited to find, what's that street called?
The Champs-Élysées. And I said to Elodie, I was like, you know, the Champs-Élysées is a busy street. And I was like, you know that song? And she's like, no. And I was like, the Champs-Élysées is a busy street. Hey.
And we were just singing it the whole way down, like,
Parlez-vous français. What does that mean?
Parlez-vous français. Does it mean we're in France?
I don't know.
What does it mean?
I'm not sure. I can't.
We're not the most cultured, but we had it playing on our iPhone and we were like walking down the street going, woo.
Such losers. Champs-Élysées.
It was an iconic
moment. The shopping street. Highly recommend that one if you want to go shopping and head straight to.
Do you speak French?
What did you say?
The answer is definitely not.
What did you just say?
I said,
do you speak French?
Do you speak French?
God, we need to do a history lesson and a language lesson.
We actually tried to learn Spanish.
Oh, my
goodness. We shouldn't even talk about that on here. Then Mel came to our hotel room. Mm. Our friend Mel that I've grown up with since I was little, she happened to be in Paris for a work trip. She always goes to Paris. She basically speaks the language. So hopping in cabs and stuff with her, she just took the reins and she was like, we're going here, we're going there. And where were the places she took us? What were they?
We went for a drink at the Ritz-Carlton, which was so beautiful. It was like, obviously it's a hotel, but there's like a really cute little bar. And I think there was like an outdoor area, but it was actually pissing down with rain when we got there. So we had to sit inside. So we had a few drinks there and then we went on to...
Minnie ate about 10 bowls of chips. Do you remember that?
And
she had her little red beret still on. It was that cute. She was just frothing.
She stayed up for that part of the trip, which was great. And then we went to dinner. We had so many recommendations of places to eat, but we didn't get to go to basically any because we were there for a dot in time. We went to Hotel Costas. I'm so bad at this.
I swear
French
we just Googled how
stuff.
To say it. Costas.
Yeah. Anyway, we went there and the food was amazing.
I would not recommend going on those scooters after a few drinks. Like that was so scary.
Yeah, I didn't. I actually that night, Minnie actually fell asleep in my arms at dinner and I kind of took that as an opportunity to be like, oh my God, yes, I can smoke bomb. Elodie's here with her friend. They've had a few drinks. I was like, I'm pretty much sober. I'm going to get in the car with Minnie and I'm going to take Minnie home. We're going to go to sleep, trying to like push Elodie out for the night so I could get some sleep. And then next minute, she comes home like fucking half an hour later.
It was a bad idea because I had to fly out early that next morning too. Oh, that's right. And Mel wanted me to go and see the Eiffel Tower lit up. Like I was sober and, you know, she was a bit pissed and like having so much fun. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm just not on your levels. I'm about to snap. We need to get home right now. So chucked her in a cab, took her back to her hotel, came back. You and Minnie were fast asleep. It was so cute. I nestled in with you. And remember... I think I was going through this bit of a stage where I kept like snoring at night.
Oh,
so
you and Minnie were snoring.
Yeah, me and Minnie both snore at the moment. So I don't know what's going on.
Have you always been a snorer?
No, I haven't. It was like...
Can't stand people that breathe loud in their sleep. It kills me.
Yeah, I've got to sort that out. Like
you do. You and Paul should go and have an ear, nose and throat appointment together because you always both mouth breathe and I can't deal with mouth breathe sleepers.
No,
it's like
I
a vibration sound. I'm like, nah.
I kept thinking you must have been making it up. But the other night at the Calal Hotel, Dimity said that I snored too and I was just wigging. So I've got to sort that out.
Yeah, sort it out before you get a new boyfriend.
You know what? Shut up. No one's going to sleep with me on your if I'm snoring their ear off. Just a quick side note while I literally remember it because this is pretty funny. So Sophia Chapman, Chloe's little sister, me and her stayed in Melbourne together recently for the Fisher Show. And in the morning, Alison goes to, like, Chloe's mum goes to me, oh, Sophia was calling me at 1:38 a.m. going, Mum, I can't sleep. Minnie's snoring. And I was pissing myself because I was 100% not fucking Minnie snoring. And I'm going, oh, Sophie, I'm so sorry to hear Minnie was snoring so loudly last night. Like, how can Minnie, who's like 1-year-old, snore like
she
a
does.
Freaking grown girl?
No, she definitely.
Soph thought it was her when it was. Would have definitely been both of us, but 100%. If it was keeping her up all night, like, I don't know how she thought that was Minnie Moon.
Sort that out.
I know, I need to book in. Guys, does anyone know a good ear, nose, and throat person? Slide into the DMs, please.
But before we left, we thought that it would be rude not to do like one of those lame Eiffel Tower balcony Paris videos. We never,
they're
it
not
never
lame. It was cute.
Well,
as.
It never really saw. I mean, but you know, we were those people that were like put it on a fucking tripod in the bedroom and pretend to sip a red wine on the balcony with a towel around our head that we hadn't been in the shower. Like that is so lame.
Yeah, we put the robes on and the towel on our head. Yeah, we were like, oh yeah,
dry hair. Like,
at least we weren't tripodding it in public, doll.
It never saw the light of day, so that's good.
I wasn't pretending to sip the red wine. I was actually drinking it. And those photos are sick. I've been saving that up.
Okay.
I'm posting those.
And then the grand final leaving was heavy.
Minnie was in the taxi with me and she literally had her hands up on the window and you were on the other side.
I was just standing there waving by myself like a solo person just in Paris.
I felt like I was in a movie at that moment and the cab driver was moving quite slowly and you were on the other side like looking really sad. Minnie was literally going like hands on the window. It was so sad.
It was really sad. And then you were gone and just like that, the trip was in the past. It's crazy how life goes on, you know? We just always thought that it was never going to end, and then it ended. And I just remember standing there going, wow, I've got like a day ahead of me and I've got no one here. It was very, very...
And then you went to a little...
Yeah, so then I was like, great, I've got some time to kill. I need to decompress after that. So I went and found a hammam in Paris. I was like, I'm going to do this. When this episode goes live, we're actually going to put a recommendations guides tab in our Instagram. So I'm going to list a bunch of places, restaurants, the hotel we stayed at, and this hammam place because it was amazing. I would highly recommend. So if you've not been to a hammam before... Basically, you go in there. I had a massage first, but you go into this. This was like underground. And basically, there was like a little Turkish lady. She was so cute in like a Speedo. Oh my God, actually, fuck. This is gnarly what happened. So I'm in this room. So before you get the experience, you go into this room. I wore a bikini. I think, yeah, I had a bikini on. And you sit in this steam room. It's just like a massive steam room. And they give you this stuff to rub on you. It's like this kind of oily shit. So you kind of are like really like rubbing yourself, like softening your skin and everything like that. And the steam was so gnarly in there. Like I couldn't even see my hand in front of me. And so like I'm sitting there, you know, there's like two levels. I don't know if I've told you this. I can't. I want to wet my pants and laugh.
Did you just have someone's dick right in front of your face?
I fucking kid you not. This guy walks in, like lays behind me in the hammam on the like the top level. And I'm thinking, nah, surely not. He can see me. And I kind of turn, I go, oh. And his dick was like right next to my, like basically flopped onto my shoulder. And I'm like, and he was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't see you there. Don't turn around. You're going to be horrified. And I'm like, no, I saw it and you're here and please move because this is disgusting.
And you just turkey slapped my shoulder.
Yeah. It was fucked. Anyway, so I was traumatized. And I was like, get me out of this fucking room. Nah. And he went like, the poor guy couldn't have gotten further away from me after that. He like beelined to the next corner.
Was that thick of steam that you could barely see each other?
He must have just like brushed past me to get on the top level of this step but didn't see me at all in his tracks and just laid there. I was sitting. So he's laid behind me and I'm sitting and it's just, and I'm like, oh my God, there's a dick on my shoulder. Anyway, so then... I've like left the room. I'm like, I'm done with my steam. I'm done with my steam part of the experience. I've gone out, and the little old lady, she's like, "Okay, you ready for the scrub?" I'm like, "Fucking oath, scrub me, please."
Scrub my shoulder extra.
So I've like rinsed off, and then you go in this other room. It's like a wet room, and basically you lie on this concrete slab. You take all your clothes off, like no undies, no top, no nothing. And you're laying there and you get like a loafer thing. And she scrubs you like I've never been scrubbed. Almost I thought I was going to be bleeding that hard.
Just a light exfoliation.
No, no, no. It's a chrono exfoliation, just head to toe. Honestly, she exfoliated my face so hard. I kid you not, I've never felt so smooth in my whole entire life. Like front, back, like everything. No. Like she's scrubbing all the bits and she's like, oh, your boobs are so good. Like I'm just like, yeah, thanks. Like it's just like having conversation. She's like, you've had laser. And I'm like, yep. Like
I love that.
It was just a full experience. Every nook and cranny got done. And then they like, she fills up with this like cotton, thing with like this soapy water and then starts like fucking like
what? Like whipping you.
Like whipping me and like there's bubbles going everywhere and I'm just like just choking on this shit. Anyway, you walk out of there and I'm like, that was an experience.
Clean as a whistle.
I would highly recommend it because like honestly, my skin has never felt so smooth ever in my life. And then I just popped out the other end and was like, wow, they've got them around. Like it's like a human thing. It's like a Turkish day spa. Dude, it was an experience. Loved every second of it. And that was like how my Paris trip wrapped. I basically got in a taxi, went straight to the airport, took 6 hours in the traffic. I actually nearly missed my flight because it was said 20 minutes and it ended up being like an hour and a half. And I ended up getting out and walking with my suitcase because I was like, this is just like standstill traffic. Didn't fight with him. He put the meter on.
Good boy.
Good boy. But yeah, it was an experience. You should have gone to the hammam. You would have liked the dick on the shoulder, I think.
I would have loved the scrub though. No, but I wanted to go back tanned. But it just made me think about how I've always wanted to go to Japan and go into one of those places where you just have to get naked and go in the hot pools.
There's heaps of places if you want to get naked and get in. You can do that at lots of places.
You feel liberated, doll. But do you know what? I just remembered like my journey home. So like traveling with Minnie Moo and like our 100 bags, I remember I pulled up to the Paris airport and it was all a bit overwhelming and I didn't have you all of a sudden and I was like, fuck, back on my own two legs with Minnie Moo. Like, you know, she's like a bit of a Cletus the fetus. She can't do much. She can't help. Like, she's not like helping me check in. I'm like, it's, you know, like.
No, she is.
Yeah. So I found a guy and I was like, can you just help me with all my shit? I'll pay you like 10 bucks or euros or whatever it was. And did I tell you about this? So he was like absolutely lovely. And he looked very
our hubby.
Yeah. So I just kind of picked someone who looked quite responsible and he had his shit together and I just paid him 10 bucks and he kind of was my caddy and helped me.
Or like
in.
Not a random person, like an actual person.
An
helper.
Actual person. Oh, well, okay. I think he was hovering around looking for a job or something. So I gave him one. And I just thought, why the fuck didn't I do this every time I had to do this alone? Because it is a mission. Like you've got to get all my 17,000 bags onto a trolley and then I've got the pram as well with Minnie Moo if she's chucking a tent. Like it's a lot. So to try and even just get to the counter to check in before I get rid of my bags, that's all a bit of a riffraff hassle, especially when I don't have you or fish. Mm. I was a bit flustered like because I knew I had like a big fat journey ahead of me. So,
gave him a job.
Yeah. Everyone's so helpful in airports. When you have a baby, everyone's just like, oh, you know.
Express lines.
Yeah, express lines, but also just randoms like, and I found in Europe, everyone's way more like baby friendly or baby like aware.
I know, because kids just go everywhere. Like I think it's just so much, the lifestyle over there is so much more free. Gallivanting around with children, one on child on one hit, one, like it's just,
One thing I'll say is, don't be afraid to go to Europe with your baby because, it's very baby-friendly. People are absolutely just so helpful at airports and just in general, they love babies more so than I'd say, like, Aussies. Anyway, Paris was an absolute hoot. Go there.
But, overall it was such an amazing end to the trip. I didn't think that we were going to get sick of each other. We actually didn't get sick of each other, but that
I'd never get sick of you, doll. I just stop listening sometimes.
Yeah. But, Paris into Amsterdam onto the plane for you was epic and we'd highly recommend both of those. And
can't wait to go back, doll. Can't wait to take Minnie Moo back in 3 years and take her to Disneyland.
Yeah, and I can't wait for Europe round two next year. We're already trying to find a rummy sitter, so if anyone...
No, she only goes...
So maybe we'll just take Minnie and not you.
Take Minnie. I'll stay back. I want her to live her life. I don't think you do, doll. All right, so the producers have brought us... two coffees each. They're both in incognito little keep cups. One's a Starbucks coffee and one's a coffee from an actual normal good cafe. Hopefully it's a good coffee cafe.
Bummer.
But anyway, they all look the same. So we're going to have to try and choose.
Okay. We're going to sort of pick which we think is the best. Yep. So Elodie has got two cappuccinos in front of her and I have two lattes with honey in front of me. So how do you want to do this? Do you want to go first?
Little Starbucks fucker, which one are you?
Sniff it first. Give it like.
Should we take the lids off and stuff? Imagine if, because I got cappuccino, it's probably shaked with like an S on it.
No. Don't take the lids off. Go.
Don't take the lids off.
Okay.
Hold on. Oh, my God. I feel like a Starbucks smell's coming out of...
back on. A Starbucks smell. Fuck off.
Okay. So
are we really sniffing it? Like it's like a wine. Okay,
what are you sniffing?
Okay,
I'm
going to try
three.
Number one. Yummy.
Fuck, number three is 100% Starbucks.
Don't look at anyone. Oh, whoa, that one tastes like shit.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Number four tastes like shit.
Number two tastes like shit.
Okay.
Coffee is definitely number one for me.
I actually hope number four is Starbucks and number three is the smooth good one, but because I'm thinking Starbucks, they probably add like some sort. Like, I mean, I didn't add a syrup or a sugar into my coffee, but I tried it and I was like,
Do you want to try mine?
Because it tastes so weak, this one. So I thought maybe it's Starbucks being weak fuckers and just like... Yuck, that was gross, whatever I just did into the mic.
I'll say my two numbers and I'll say which one I think is what and then you can tell. Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, my God. I'm wigging.
Okay. Oh, fuck. I hope that's not Starbucks. Okay, so it's Chloe. So I think number one, I'm just going to say is number one Starbucks and number two is the coffee shop?
No.
Okay, number four here is Starbucks. That tastes like poo. Thank you, Chloe. That literally tastes like ass, that coffee. And then this is so yummy. Try this.
It must have been a dodgy Starbucks because...
Yep, so Elodie, you're right. So number four is Starbucks.
Starbucks fucking sucks. Promise me you'll never go there again.
No, because I actually wanted to say that because this shit one, I was like, there is definitely a shit one, but I didn't want to be wrong. But that is a really bad coffee. Fuck.
Hold on, let me try yours.
I've never really had a coffee from Starbucks where I'm like, that's really gross. But that one that we just tried then is really gross.
Do you know what? I have this great memory of Chloe back when we went.
Did they fuck it up? Did they put shit in this coffee?
I just thought of the funniest thing. I don't know how I've never brung this up to you, but the first time, like, come on, this girl is hilarious. And she's like, but it's Starbucks.
It actually tastes fucking good.
I love that you like to have Starbucks's back because they're like a big boy.
But I'm
coming
like,
up.
What could possibly go wrong? They've been around for so long. They're such a well-known brand. Like, I just don't
big
understand.
Chains are genuinely shit. It's the little dogs, the little small businesses that you want to support, like, and they always taste better. Go to
a coffee shop.
A coffee shop. So if you're in Paris and Amsterdam, just definitely go to a coffee shop as well. Like,
yeah, I've never really had a shit Starbucks coffee until today. So, you know, there's a first for everything, everyone. That might have just swayed me.
You've never had to taste them next to each other, so you didn't know you've always had shit coffees. That's the problem here, dolls.
All right, case is closed. If anyone has any suggestions on what they want us to do, the next challenge, write to us.
I want other challenges.
Love a challenge. Let's get Elodie on a challenge.